So we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave me to eat? Archie the man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Hey, what's that noise? You helping your fat wife with the supper dishes? But what's all the racket? Oh, you're washing and she's throwing. Duffy, fighting again. Why don't you try romancing her? Yeah, neck her a bit. You know, put your arms around her. Huh? Well, all right, halfway around. You can't even get that far? Oh, well, can't you catch her when she's inhaling? Oh, when she exhales, the recoil knocks you across the room. Well, Duffy, frankly, these points of yours is very discouraging. You know, I was thinking about marriage myself. Well, it finally happened to me. Yep, I'm in love. Naturally with a girl. Her name is Peggy Lee. Well, I ain't met her yet. I just heard her singing. Kind of silly, huh? Just falling in love with a voice on a jukebox. That's nothing. You married a whole jukebox. Hello? Hello? You must have heard him. Boy, they lose more dishes that way. Well, my marriage is going to be different.
Look, Arthur, now I was just...
Oh, hello, Eddie, old pal. How's your health today? I hope you are well, old pal.
I'm fine, old pal. How are you, old pal? And how much do you need, old pal?
I don't need nothing, Eddie. Today, I'm the most completely happiest guy in the world. And you know why?
Tell me, Black, sir.
Well, we've been friends for a long time. I think I can confide in you. Eddie, I'm in love.
Well, that's still a little hot.
Yeah, you're looking at a new man, wafted up on the wings of love. A knight in shining armor, sitting on me white horse.
Tell me, which way are you facing? might I inquire after who is the object of your affection?
Well, the objectionable lady happens to be, Eddie. Hey, Miss Peggy Lee, a singer.
Singer, huh?
Yep, I listened to her on a jukebox, and as soon as I heard her, I knew it was it. You know, I felt chemicals all over me. Eddie, I bet you I must have put 50 nickels in that machine.
50 nickels?
Well, naturally, I slipped in a few slugs.
She's not already.
No, not on this dame, because if she looks anything like she sounds... Up the. By the way, she's coming down here tonight. I wrote her a letter offering her a job here.
Grounds for divorce already. And when she takes a look at you in that broken down apron...
She ain't gonna see me in a broken down apron, Eddie. I got me a whole new outfit. Suit, tie, shoes, hat, the works. You know, she'll be looking at a new watch.
8 to 5, she'd rather look at old Van Johnson.
Yeah?
Look here. Where'd you get all these new clothes, anyway?
Where did I get them? Huh? Only one of the finest tailors in town. Here, look at his card.
Yeah, I see. The Duke of Windsor Clothing Company, by appointment to His Majesty, 50 cents hold any garment in the store. Sounds like a very high-class thing.
Yep, they give you the best deal on 3rd Avenue, Eddie. Suit costs them $11, they sell it for $11.
How do they make any money?
Hot wrapping paper. I think I'll call them up and see if it's ready. Hello? Duke of Windsor Clothing Company? Connect me with a college shop, please. Hello, Sam? This is Archie. How's the alterations coming? But, Sam, the coat pinched and the pants were so tight, I should go on a diet, huh?
Very high-class place.
Look, Sam, can't you let the suit out just a bit? You'll what? Loosen the stitches a little, huh? Well, okay, I'll send Eddie over for it.
Eddie, go over and pick it up, will you? And don't let them give you a suit off one of them dummies.
Hello,
Art. Oh, hi, Finnegan. What you been doing for amusement?
Oh, the same as you, you.
By the way, you remember that Peggy Lee I told you about that I heard singing on the record?
Yeah.
Well, she's coming down tonight in the flesh.
Archie, won't she be cold?
And again, don't be such a jerk. I don't mean that the dame is coming down or gratis. She ain't no striptease. She's a high-class radio entertainer.
She's in radio?
Yeah.
Oh, them people are really nuts. I know what I'm talking about, Art.
But I don't.
Oh, how about that day?
What day?
That Saturday.
Finnegan, please follow the example of your head, will you? And come to the point.
Look, I'm talking about the time I was on that Truth or Consequences program.
Oh, what was you, a truth or a consequence?
Yes, Art.
Oh, that'd be too tough to get. Well, what happened?
So they asked me a question, and when I told them I didn't know the answer, they hit me over the head, and then they poured water over me and hit me in the face with a big pie and knocked me down on the floor. But the joke was on them, Bart.
What do you mean?
I knew the answer all the time.
And you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah. Sometime, you and I must take a slow rocket to the moon.
Anytime, Art.
Okay, it's a date.
Oh,
another one. What is it, Miss Duffy?
I have a question to ask you. I'm looking for a male viewpoint.
Miss Duffy, be honest. What you're looking for is a male period. But I'm gay today. What is it again?
Well, I'm taking this course in home economics. You know, how to be a homemaker.
Well, ain't that kind of counting your chickens before they hitch? Now, what's the question?
Well, how much do you think a man should give his wife every week to operate the household?
Well, I think it depends to an extent on the wife's salary. If she ain't working, you got to give her a little of your own money. What they call a budget. I'd say that a fair figure would be $8 a month for food and maybe $6 or $7 a month for rent. Depending on how many rooms you have, of course.
Well, I'm certainly glad I'm not getting married to you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Run a house on $15 a month.
It can be done if the housewife knows how to economize. For instance, when her parlor chairs wear out, instead of buying new ones, she'll make slip covers out of a couple of her old slips. She'll know how to embroider a bed sheet so it can also be used on the dining room table. There's a lot of little tricks, like how to clean out the ashtrays and carefully assort the butts according to size. How to sprinkle the paper flowers with toilet water so they smell real. But the main thing is, irregardless of the money, a dame should remember that a man wants his comfort, that his home should be a home. Even the bathroom should look lived in.
I didn't know you had such domestic ideas.
Well, I just got them recently, Miss Duffy. Oh, hello, Eddie. You back already?
Yeah, here's the suit.
Oh, thanks. I think I'll hurry up in the back room and put it on. She's liable to be here any minute. Well, Eddie, get a load of me. How do you like the new suit?
Well, pull down the shades and call me Sunset.
You like the color, Eddie?
Yeah, all of them. Let's see now. That's a green plaid over a red and yellow check with an orange pinstripe.
You don't think that it's too loud?
No, not next to that purple shirt you're wearing.
Well, aside from the color, what do you think?
Well, it's just a little skimpy, ain't it?
Skimpy?
Yeah, look at them pants. Whoever heard of anybody wearing pants that short?
Well, Eddie, how many men have legs like mine? I admit it. I admit it's a little tight, but it's beautiful material. And believe me, I can be seen any place in it.
Yeah. Just stand over and you'll be seen every place.
Well, forget about the pants. Look at the coat. Look at these shoulders. Walter the Pigeon himself ain't got shoulders like these.
Neither have you. Wait a minute. You still got the price tag hanging on it.
Well, that's part of my system, Eddie. I jacked it up to 18 bucks. Wait a minute. Why should I kid the dame that I'm wealthy after all? I got looks and brains and personality. Leave her love me for myself.
Sure, why not? You do. What conceit?
What conceit? Eddie, if you really understood me, you'd realize that I don't think I'm half as good as I really am. Hey, look at that dame that just come in. Oh, hmm. What a stack of Esquires. Eddie, you know me with them vagabonds.
Yeah, you're just an old vagabond lover.
You ain't kidding.